Hitler's decree of March the 21st, 1942, concerning the utilization of forced labor from the territories occupied by the Germans for securing the German war economy, appointing Fritz Sauckel for this task, who was directly responsible to Hermann Göring in his capacity as the commissioner for the four-year plan. In late summer 1944, about 5.9 million foreigners, 1.9 million prisoners of war from 26 countries, as well as 400,000 concentration camp inmates were working in the German Reich. In Germany alone, there were over 30,000 labor camps where conditions vary greatly, depending on the tasks allocated, the origin, and the employment of the laborers. Jews were subjected to special forced labor in all occupied territories. Excerpt. In order to secure the manpower requisite for the war industries as a whole, and particularly for armaments, it is necessary that the utilization of all available manpower, including that of workers recruited abroad and of prisoners of war, should be subject to a uniform control, directed in a manner appropriate to the requirements of war industry, and further, that all still incompletely utilized manpower in the Reich, including the Protectorate, and in the General Government of Poland and in the occupied territories should be mobilized. Reichsstatthalter and Gauleiter Fritz Sauckel will carry out this task within the framework of the four-year plan as Plenipotentiary General for the Utilization of Labor. In that capacity, he will be directly responsible to the Commissioner for the four-year plan.